B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
One college forced to shut down a dorm because of coronavirus. Get ready to be confused on the roads. And lots of opinions over Rolling Stone's list of the top five rap albums of all time. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Good news and bad news for Carole Baskin. The good news is she wasn't eliminated from Dancing with the Stars, but wait till you hear the bad news.
Leroy has your sports.
And maybe our run as the undisputed city of champions isn't over after all.
But first, Merrimack College has quarantined hundreds of its students after a coronavirus outbreak in one of its dorms. There have been a total of 17 cases over the past week. All 266 residents of the dorm are in isolation or quarantine as of 7 p.m. Tuesday. The Mass Department of Transportation says that its exit renumbering project will begin in October.
So stupid.
Why?
It's stupid.
Like, we seriously, we like
ridiculous.
Things. We don't like change around here. We're Bostonians.
Yeah,
Keep it the way it is.
So you're going to get off at exit 133?
My God, what just happened?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, my God. Stupid. I don't even know
what
the details, but it's stupid.
I know the details, and I haven't heard one detail yet that makes it, like, make sense to me. Every time I'm like, can somebody explain this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the mileage of the... Shut up.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay, Pebbles.
Wait, what's the story, Pebbles?
Pebbles didn't even get into the story.
I don't even know what the story is. They're changing exit numbers. That's
so
it.
They are. They're changing it from like a sequential numbering system to a mileage-based numbering.
Oh, come on.
And then I guess they already had some pre-COVID public hearings, and there's going to be one more tomorrow at 6:30. But the new exit signs, they'll also include the old exit signs for like about 2 years just so people can get used to it.
Yeah, they've done that in Connecticut on the way to Foxwoods.
Yeah.
They still have the new exit number 80, old exit number 21. It's like, come on,
stupid.
It's confusing.
And here's the thing. You know what? I drive so much that I'm good with landmarks, so I'll be able to figure it out. But I think of someone like my mother who...
Right.
She cannot, for the life of her,
mm-hmm.
all she knows is exit numbers. Like, she doesn't pay attention to anything. So, like...
Good luck.
God forbid, now that she has to, instead of getting off at exit 12 to come visit me or whatever, she has to get it off at exit 95 or something. It's going to throw her off. She's not going to understand.
Wow. Sorry, Lucy.
Yeah. Stupid.
And people had a lot to say when Rolling Stone named their five greatest rap albums of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the list, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah.
I love that album.
Great album. It's iconic. Won five Grammys, I believe it was, but... So no, good. Definitely
that,
not number
that
one.
That takes credibility away from every other thing on that list because it's not number one.
Well, number two is Public Enemies. It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Nope.
Number three, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy from Kanye.
Okay.
Number four, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Love that. And number five, the Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die.
I'm sorry. Right. I didn't hear Dr. Dre anywhere one through five, so that list is straight hot.
Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory has to be on there somewhere. Has
garbage.
To be.
Garbage.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Ramiro and I are just angry today.
Yo, I know. What the hell happened?
This is just nonsense.
Stale garbage.
I told you guys yesterday how a group of Trump supporters were suing Cardi B for painting them as racists after Cardi posted an altercation between them and her sister Hennessy on social media. And you'll remember Cardi posted the video showing Hennessy and her girlfriend at the beach getting harassed by the group in which at least one of them was wearing a MAGA hat. And at a press conference yesterday with their lawyer, one of those people said, quote, "We are not racist. We are not homophobes. I am a Roman Catholic. I have no issues at all. Our reputation is ruined. It's my name. I sell ambulances." Apparently, that's what one of the people does for a living. And he's taken, you know, offense to the fact that he's being labeled as a racist. He claims that they were assaulted by Hennessy and her girlfriend and that they were spit on, adding that they are the real victims. They are asking for $20 million in damages.
Hey, start high.
There you go.
That's how you negotiate.
Yeah.
Negotiation 101.
Ray J and Princess have to be the most dysfunctional relationship in all of Hollywood. They've broken up, gotten back together a million times. Princess filed for divorce a while back, then changed their mind. Now Ray J has filed for divorce, but it sounds like he's having a change of heart too. Ray has been all over the media and social media doing interviews saying that he wants to keep his family together and still loves Princess. Princess, on the other hand, who says she found out that he filed for divorce on social media, says at least for now, she has no interest in patching things up.
No, I don't. Because I feel like by him, you actually filed for divorce. You made me spend money on a lawyer when we could have just talked about it, went to counseling or something. So obviously you don't want to be married to me.
I guarantee they'll be back together by Thanksgiving. Mark my words. And Carol Baskin survived the first elimination on last night's Dancing with the Stars, but her excitement may be short-lived as she is the subject now of a lawsuit filed by her missing husband's family. Don Lewis's daughters and former assistant are suing Carol for defamation, saying that Carol was actually laughing about the whole thing on the show. It was during one of the Dancing with the Stars segments where Carol was asked about, remember those TikToks that were created that was a parody to the song Savage? Where Carol Baskin
killed her husband,
whacked him. That one?
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently they were asking Carol about those and she started laughing about it, which Don Lewis's family took offense to. And they also say that she... I don't know if I agree with this one. Apparently she was on Good Morning America and she said next week she was ready to kill it. So they think by her saying she was ready to kill it is like supposed to be a reference to him. Yeah, that's a reach. That's definitely
a
reach.
That's a massive reach.
But no word on how much money they're asking for. So I don't know if they have a case in that one. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
We got some disturbing news. Y'all may have to bear with me for a second. This one's tough personally. Yesterday was the first chance to pre-order the new Xbox gaming system.
Oh, God.
And they sold out within minutes all across America. From sea to shining sea, they were gone. And millions, including myself, are left empty-handed.
Yo,
not knowing.
You did.
We don't know.
I can't
That's right.
Robert. Is it sports?
Leroy.
Yes, it is. It's gaming. We don't know when we're going to get our hands on a gaming system. First the PS5 and now this.
Well, yesterday Leroy revealed that he could be a NASCAR driver now that Michael Jordan owns a team.
Yes.
And now you're also working on becoming a professional gamer?
I mean, I just love my game. So gamers out there, I'm actually declaring today is National Check on a Gamer. All right? Because we are not doing well. But moving on, the Sox beat Baltimore 8-3. In the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Lakers in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, 114-106. Two more teams and their coaches were fined by the NFL for not wearing masks during their games. It was the Saints and the Raiders. Bill Belichick is still in the clear, and God is so good. He made a way out of no way, people, in multiple power rankings. Your New England Patriots are ranked in the top 10. Now, wow. I know it's only two games in, but we'll take it. They are considered one of the better teams in the league. So that's that. It's
their
great
ranking
news.
Should have got up after the loss on Sunday. I think they should be the top five.
No. Top 10. Top. Let's not push it. All right.
Yeah.
Top
10. Come on.
Top five.
No. Right? I think 10's perfect.
Yes, it is. Right? Sox B-more tonight at 7:30. Stanley Cup Finals. Dallas-Tampa Bay Game 3. That's at 8. And Game 4. Celtics Heat. Mm-hmm. You can tap in for the tip-off at 8:30. And we got, what, Sean Grandy at some point today. We'll
yes,
be talking to him.
Will.
So, yeah, make sure you check that out and check out the game tonight. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Tony Williams is a 75-year-old physicist who lost his wife back in May and was very, very lonely without her. So he put some ads in the newspaper and made some business cards to hand out so he could make some friends. No luck. Then, though, he put up a sign in his window saying that he had lost his soulmate and the silence is unbearable torture. Well, the sign worked. He's been swamped with responses. He spends his time talking to strangers from all around the world, gets hundreds of calls. People email him, send pictures of their kids to adopt him as a grandfather. And he does plan to meet some of his new friends once COVID restrictions allow. That's your good news. I can't stand you today. That's your good news.
You're such an ass.
And this report made hot by the Jimmy Fund, supporting groundbreaking cancer treatment and patient care at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Boston.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.